This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. I just heard the top of the hour news, and the newscaster said, cowardice or incompetence? And he was talking about the Uvalde Police Department's response to the active shooter situation in a public school where people were killed, students were killed. Cowardice or incompetence? Really? It's both. Don't pick one. It's not cowardice or incompetence. It's cowardice and incompetence. At least that's how I see it. Next point. I believe that the current administration is going to have to support the farmers somehow. The farmers have been bludgeoned. Absolutely bludgeoned. You heard the top of the hour news out. That's correct. And that's weeks and weeks after I've been reporting the same thing right here as a farmer in the United States of America in the state of Missouri. A cattle farmer. Our family. That's what we do. And I'm thinking it's getting harder and harder to take time away from the broadcast to spend time preparing and being behind the microphone. It takes 4 hours a day. I'm getting closer and closer and closer to needing to spend that time to keep the farm afloat, Joe. And it's not just me. Actually, we're ahead of the curve. We figure things out before most farmers figure them out. It's not like I just started farming 20 minutes ago. I've been farming for 33 years. I get it. I know how it works. And yesterday, our son and I were looking at farms larger than ours. And they had their equipment out. Brand new tractors. Huge tractors. You know, when we rake hay, we use the smallest tractor that will do the job, like 40 horsepower. These other guys were raking hay with 120 horsepower tractors with four back wheels. Literally, if you wanted to, you could pull a hay rake with a Jeep, a little tiny old Wrangler Jeep, if you wanted to. It doesn't take a lot of horsepower. I don't understand it. I guess that's because they were convinced into buying all this brand new, cabbed, air-conditioned, turbocharged tractors. I think either that or they're getting government money. I don't know how they're doing it. It makes no sense. It's a waste of fuel. But maybe they have to because that's all they have. Me, I look at, before I buy equipment, I look at what do I need to do the job? And then I size the equipment for that job, plus other needs. But I certainly don't buy a 120 horsepower tractor when I can do the job with a 40 horsepower tractor. Because a 120 horsepower tractor would use three times more fuel per hour. The Biden administration is going to have to support the farmers somehow. It cannot be done. Farmers cannot continue much longer. And I believe that literally they're simmering and they're going to reach the boiling point It's now making the mainstream news, the plight of the farmer. And everybody is dependent on farmers. Not everybody is dependent on cell phones. Gwyneth, your comments?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I'm not kidding when I say that your average farmer is going to have to learn how to do things in the African way. Because the diesel is going south. To the best of my knowledge, that situation has not remedied itself. And the AdBlue diesel engine fuel additive situation has not remedied itself, to the best of my knowledge. And the war on nitrogen, the war on methane, around here, no nitrogen gets wasted. Nitrogen does not get wasted around here. I'm not even kidding. The urine, every ounce of urine goes on to gardens outside so that I get better tree growth. You know, especially on things like orange trees. I've got an orange tree at the back door. This is it. And, you know, it gets a dose of urine sometimes. This is it. And chicken manure. I mentioned about the, I made another tree planting place. I cleaned out my chicken pen. I don't know what your average chicken farmer does with all their chicken manure, but around here it gets made into a tree planting place. And it'll rain soon. Oh, yeah, the other thing I wanted to talk about today was when it came across the news about how everybody was panicking about how it hadn't rained in 5 weeks. You know what I did, Vincent? I don't want to sort of be mean, but I had a memory, and this memory actually made me smile, so I will share it, okay? It came across the news that the American farmers were panicking because it hadn't rained in 5 weeks. And as soon as I said that, I had a smile to myself because many, many years ago, my parents lived in Geraldton in West Australia. And I lived in Geraldton for a lot of years as well in West Australia. And they moved to New Zealand. And I was born in New Zealand. And I grew up in New Zealand. And when I was a very little girl, my grandma was still alive. But she was living in Geraldton, so I never met my grandma. My other grandma died when my father was a teenager. And what happened was there was a drought at Rotorua. And Rotorua has an absolutely marvelous climate. It's got the most beautiful climate you could possibly imagine. It gets cold and frosty in the winter, but it hardly ever snows. It might snow once every 5 years and it'll just be a bit of a flurry and it melts as soon as it hits the ground. But it's got basically a zone 8 to zone 9A climate, and you can grow almost anything there. And it rains fairly consistently, 3 times a week, for most of the year, probably about 50 weeks of the year, and about 2 weeks of the year, you won't get any rain at all. And it will happen sometime during the summer, but when during the summer it happens, you can't exactly tell. But anyway, that's what, and my parents were retired market gardeners, but when I was growing up, they always had fruit trees, and they always had a vegetable garden. And when I was very little, they had chickens and ducks as well. And they had dogs, but they lived in the suburb. And my dad was working as an engineer. And what happened was my mum, there was a drought at Rotorua when I was a very small child, probably under the age of 5. And my mum and dad read in the local newspaper, the people in the local newspaper were panicking because it hadn't rained for 5 weeks. And my mum clipped out this newspaper clipping, and she wrote around the edge of it, ha, 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 and folded it up, put it in an envelope, and sent it to the nursing home where my grandma was living. And my grandma took it out and had a good old laugh with her. You know what the big joke was? In Geraldton, and here as well, it's very common for it not to rain for not 5 weeks at a time. It's common for us to not receive any rain at all for 5 months at a time. That's common. That's called summer. No rain at all for 5 months. And I'm looking at this situation and I'm smiling to myself because I remember that particular set of events when I was a little child. What I'm saying is, you think it's awful, and for you it is. I don't want to belittle this for you, okay? But these climate fluctuations happen. They happen on average about every 30 years. And every 30 or 40 years, you'll get one of these droughts. And for you, they're a drought. For us, they're summer. If we flipped the coin around and I got snow sitting on the ground for months of a time here, I would think it was the worst thing on earth and I'd be complaining. No end. And you'd turn around and say to me, what are you talking about, Gwyneth? That's called winter. Get over it. For you, that's completely normal. That's called winter. For me, I would think, as the saying goes here, not literally, of course, they have a saying here in Australia, you think it's Blackness Cup. You know, in other words, something goes on and they go, complain. It is bad for you. It's devastating for you. But what I'm saying is perspective. What you are facing at the moment, I experience every single year and more. But I'm used to it. I know it's coming and I can take it into account. Okay? And I expect it. I expect for there to be no rain for 5 months. And if I get rain, that's absolutely fabulous. And the thing is if this goes into a deep climactic cycle, you will adjust. You will adjust, and every other farmer around the place will also adjust. And what we call a drought here in Australia is years with absolutely minimal rainfall, and we've just come out of probably about 5 years ago, I'd say, what we call the 10-year drought. And that was years, a whole decade, where we had absolutely minimal rainfall. And yet they're still doing farming around here. Farmers will survive. You will get through it.
Yeah. We'll be right back. I've got some comments.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Beth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, and let me put an exclamation point on what Gwyneth has been saying. So, going back to what I said a person farming will find it impossible to feed ourselves and continue this lifestyle. Yeah. Now, so some farmers will survive. I absolutely agree with you. Absolutely. And I plan on being one of them. But when we used to have a stable weather system where the climate was somewhat predictable, when we experienced that, we could say, okay, we have X inches of rain per year. Here is when it rains. Here's when it doesn't rain. We would plan around that weather, around that moisture, around that waterfall. When we have an extreme, such as we're having now, out of the normal, instability in the weather, blistering hot, pavement melting so airplanes can't use the tarmac, that's how hot it is, the roof at 165 to 168 degrees on the house, air conditioning systems breaking, where people who own homes can't get the air conditioning systems fixed because they can't get either the refrigerant, which is in short supply, or the parts which come from China, or people who know what they're doing to fix them. That's just one small example. So what we've lost is the stability of the climate. We get used to it. We get used to the climate. We get used to, okay, here's how much diesel we need for the tractors. Here's how much diesel engine oil. Here's how many filters and what other fluids that we need, and how many batteries for starting these engines we'll need per year.
I'll just drop my battery pack.
Okay. So we're
we've
lost that stability, and because of the stability, even the plants adjust to whatever the stable conditions are. So if you're living in a semi-arid desert, you're not going to have the same varieties of plants that live where we are in Missouri. So your plants, your trees, everything has become accustomed to and have evolved and adjusted to that current local climate. So what's happened here and all over the world is the climate's changed. It's unpredictable. The plants don't know what to do. We, as humans, don't know what to do. The animals don't know what to do. So will we survive? Yes, some of us will. But it's going to require changing what we plant, what we grow, what we water. And here's an absolute fact. It's an immutable fact. It's not subject to change. And that is, without water, nothing. Nothing survives. Nothing. Not an amoeba, not a paramecium, not a living cell, not a plant, not an animal. Nothing. Nothing living survives without water, period. End of statement. Gwyneth?
That's actually true. And I've got another version of that saying, which I've had for a long time. None of the rest of it happens without the water. That's pretty well a mantra around here. Water, 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 water is a top priority around here. It doesn't get wasted. And I know that I messaged you, I don't know if I said it on air, how much water I use on my vegetable garden during the summer, just to keep it alive. But that water gets stored during the winter in a massive dam that sits on my land. And that, I didn't build that dam. It was here when I got here, but it was part of the reason why I bought this place. It holds, when it's full, and in the whole time that I've been here, it's only been full once, and that's in 9 years. But usually it gets about half full. It holds, when it's full, about 3 million liters of water. That's a lot of water, but it doesn't last that long during the summer. And, you know, I'm getting to the point where I'm saying, what can I do to use less water to grow vegetables during the summer? And, you know, things that you can't grow during the winter, things like pumpkins and tomatoes, cucumbers is something that I want to try this year. I got some cucumber seed. And, summer crops.
We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The House approved a resolution expressing the United States' support for Sweden and Finland to join NATO. The resolution passed 394-18 with only Republicans voting against it. Maryland delegate Dan Cox, who secured President Trump's endorsement, defeated Trump critic Governor Larry Hogan's choice as his successor, Kelly Schultz, in Maryland's GOP primary. Final tally was 56% to 40%. As the pandemic is in our rearview mirror, the San Diego Unified School District in California is demanding all students wear masks again. President Dr. Sharon Whitehurst Payne on KUSI provided no science for the mask mandate.
They can opt not to return to the regular school, but to go to the school where they don't have to go to school at all other than via Zoom. They should just make it known that they don't feel comfortable and at that point just not return.
USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Cowardice or incompetence? The terrible response to the Uvalde shooting that left 19 children and two teachers dead will likely lead to policy changes, but it's unclear whether any police officers will be held accountable for allowing the active shooter to continue without a confrontation. An investigative report released Sunday by a Texas House of Representatives committee found a total of 376 officers who responded to the scene lacked clear leadership and communication. The American farmer is struggling under red-hot inflation. National Black Farmers Association President John Boyd Jr. on Fox News says inflation is killing the American farmer, and the Biden administration has failed his community by doing nothing.
Well, you know, the president committed to having a meeting with me last year to discuss some of these very concerns that we're raising right now. Fertilizer has tripled. You know, last year I was paying close to $400 a ton, and this year I'm paying $1,100 a ton for 777.
Wow.
Last year I was paying $2.60 for a gallon of diesel fuel. This year I'm paying almost $6 a gallon for diesel fuel. These costs have tripled, and the farmer has to pay them up front, people. And we really don't know what we're going to sell our commodity for, you know, at harvest time. So the administration hasn't put things in place to help us.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
This is the kind of stuff that probably get me in trouble, but I just can't stand it when I hear things like this. I heard on the news that, quote, the pandemic is in our rearview mirror, end quote. You really believe that? You really believe that the COVID pandemic is over? It's not over. People are still getting infected. People are still taking the jab, albeit at a lower rate. People are dying. Still dying. It's not over. And here, it's frustrating to me. It really is. One of the things that USA Prepares is trying really hard to do is teach our class how to think and evaluate things for yourself. I don't believe for a second that the pandemic is over. Maybe I'm the only guy. Maybe. I don't think so. I think there are a bunch of us that know the pandemic is not over. Now, whether you believe in masks or not, people are still wearing them at their own choice. People are washing their hands. I carry with me, and our family carries, you know, when we go out, which is not too often, we carry a mixture of 9 parts of water from our faucet to 1 part hydrogen peroxide, 3% from the bottle. And we keep it in a spray bottle, about 16 ounces. Keep it in the cup holder of my truck. And when I go pump gas, I wear gloves. Take the gloves off, and then I spray my hands with this dilute hydrogen peroxide solution. Because I don't know where that gas pump nozzle's been before I get there. I don't know. And if I use a credit card, I use gloves, and I put that credit card in a place where it's going to be in the sun, or I'm not going to touch it for a day or two. Seriously. I don't want it. I don't want the Chinese death sponsored by U.S. dollars. I don't want it. I went to Sam's Club online. I just wanted to see. Can you buy Purina dog chow, the stuff that was like $20 a bag, $22, $23 a bag? No. No, you can't buy it. It's not even listed. It used to be, and you could buy it before, although it was out of stock a lot. And I've talked about that. You want to buy it now? Lots of luck. Now, you can buy the expensive stuff, but the reasonably priced Purina dog chow, the regular stuff, nope. I'm finding that exactly what we said, plastic products going up in price. Things that you absolutely positively need going up in price. What's on sale? The junk that you don't need. Do you really need more electronics? Do you really need that speaker bar? Do you really need that new tablet? Do you really need that new laptop? Now, I know Gwyneth does because hers broke, but for most of us, we don't. We don't need those things. Do you really need that Lazy Boy equivalent? Do you? Or can you do with what you've got? I have a feeling that as we descend into the abyss, we're going to make do with what we have. Gwyneth, you were talking about heating. You were talking about Glasgow. We were talking about this privately about a week ago. And I asked you to share with the class what happened when fuel was in short supply in the winters in England, in the surrounding area. What did people do for heat when they couldn't get or afford typical heating products like coal or oil? What'd they do?
They cut up their sofas. And they put their sofas. They made a fireplace in the middle of their apartment, if they didn't have an actual chimney, you know, fireplace in their apartment, they would make a stove in the middle of their floor, and they would cut up their sofa and their table and their chairs and all of their furniture and their beds, all of their furniture, and they would burn all their furniture on the stove in the middle of their living room. And usually the flats in Glasgow were bedsitters, one-room flats, okay? But it's a very poor city. And to this day, there are very few trees in Glasgow. And naturally, this is a forested area. If all the humans went away, within about 50 years, it would be an oak forest, okay? But that's not how it is today because
if any tree springs up as soon as it gets tall enough today, as soon as it gets tall enough to be a stick of any significance whatsoever, it disappears. It gets cut down and it gets burnt in somebody's fireplace, because a lot of houses in Glasgow still have chimneys. And they have to, because they, it's cold. It's brutally cold. It's really, really cold in Glasgow. You think that your winters are cold. They have typically, in a normal winter, you might get 5 feet of snow or 6 feet of snow falling on Glasgow during a typical winter. That's completely normal. And this is a city that has, I don't know the population of Glasgow, but it might have several million people living in there, you know. And it's really, really cold there during the winter and during the summer, whereas New York City is a very, very cold city as well. But New York City has really nice summers. And you can grow crops. You can grow fruit trees and all that sort of thing, typically in New York City during the summer. And, you know, before the white man came, the Indians regarded Manhattan Island as being something of a paradise, and they've been doing agriculture there for thousands of years, you know. But Glasgow, the summers, you know, it doesn't rain three times a week during the summer in Glasgow. It rains three times a day. That's during the summer. And, you know, if it wasn't covered in concrete, it would be lush. It would be green. And that's one thing during the filming of Braveheart, which was filmed, you know, on the outskirts of Glasgow. The whole William Wallace thing happened around Glasgow. You know, William Wallace was born in a village by the name of Kirkintilloch, which today is a suburb of Glasgow. And, you know, you've got no idea. Of course the apartment buildings burn down from time to time. You know, if you go to Glasgow, you will see burnt out apartment buildings. You'll see burnt out apartment buildings, and guess what? There will be people living in the burnt out apartment buildings because they've got nowhere else to go. And I'm not even kidding. This is in Western Europe. This is in Britain. And I saw this video of this ruined building. There's these kids, teenagers, and they had this fellow, and they said, you know, hello, we're doing this documentary. Where do you live? And I said, we live over there. It points at this building, and it's a hollow shell. It's got no windows. It's a wreck. You've got no idea how lucky you are in America. And this is happening in Glasgow today. In Britain, in Western Europe, they are having, in Glasgow today, street fights where gang is fighting gang and people are getting stabbed in the streets. You've got no, and you think you're bad off in America. You think that getting rid of guns is going to solve all the problems of violence, of people getting killed and murders. That's not going to solve anything. You ought to be thanking God in heaven every single day that you have a Second Amendment in the United States of America, that you can walk around with a Colt on your hip and protect yourself. Because some places in the Western world, it's not like that. You know, it's Glasgow. Just
go on the internet. The video's there on YouTube, and you will see the absolute, abject, utter poverty that is in Glasgow today. And it's been like that for decades. My husband was growing up in Glasgow. He was born in 1935. And he was born in Campbelltown in Argyll, Scotland. And he moved to Glasgow when he was 3 or 4 years old in 1939, just in time for World War II to break out. And Glasgow got the daylights bombed out of it by Adolf Hitler, you know, and he would go to bed at night and he would say goodbye to his little friend, and he'd go home to bed, and his little friend would go home to his house, which was next door. And then there'd be an air raid in the middle of the night. They'd all have to go down to the air raid shelters. And then they'd get a bomb, would drop really close by, close enough to shake the very rafters of the air raid shelter. And then he'd wake up in the morning, and where his little friend's house was, there was a big hole in the ground. And they didn't even have a funeral for his friend because they couldn't even find his body. You've got no idea how lucky you are in America, despite all the things that are happening. But it's going down, and you're going down hard, and you're going down really fast. So you'd better get a clue, and you'd better get prepared. Because you might survive. But if you don't, you're toast. You can say, you know, as they say in Spain, apparently, hasta la vista, which means see you later. That's how it's going to happen. And unless you get a clue now and start to make some provision by growing food, and also growing news, fast-growing trees, like Solanum, top of the list, that you can grow for wood in the future. You are not going to make it.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Got a couple of quick things to say, class. Exclamation points for today's class, and I think the key word, if we're just going to use one word, the two words, Gwyneth has one, and she'll share that with you, I'm sure. My word is starvation. And starvation is when you don't have enough caloric intake, a deficiency, to maintain an organism's life. And continued starvation leads to organ failure and death. Okay, so if you plant a garden, you will have something to eat. If you don't plant a garden, you'll have less to eat. It's as simple as that. Next thing I want to share with you. There's a family that one of our friends knows who had one of the family members out there in the field a few days ago mowing a field with a tractor. The blade of the rotary mower, I'm not talking about a little tractor, I'm talking about a big tractor, in a big field, like 20 acres. And the field was really dry. So just maybe trimming. And the blade of the tractor hit a rock and sparked, and it happens all the time, all the time. And you might have heard of this happening. It's absolutely true. The spark set the field on fire. It took three fire departments to come to put it out. That's what a farmer did to his own property. Absolutely true. So yesterday, another story. Our son and I were traveling and getting some equipment for the farm. And we were on this farmer's property. And have you ever seen those pictures of Lake Mead where it's dried up and the ground is cracked? I mean, crevices in the ground that used to be the bed of Lake Mead. You've seen that, right? I'm not talking about sandy desert with the sand moving. I'm talking about what used to be fertile land is now cracked. Major, major cracks like everywhere. Like if you took a ruler and you measured 3 inches in any direction, you'd be on a major crack in the ground. 3 inches. That's what we saw there. It's pretty serious. This is in Missouri I'm talking about. So the word that I used is starvation. Gwyneth, you have a different word, but kind of similar, right?
Yeah, I would say famine. That's for us we're headed. And there's no way now of stopping it. It's baked in the cake.
And famine is where, in a whole society, the society cannot produce enough calories to feed all the members of that society. And that's, as it's inevitable. And there's a really, really, really old saying, and this saying would be thousands of years old as far as we can tell. It's come through the English language, but it's older than English. And it says, famine in the stall before the famine in the hall. And what that means is, you know, when there's a famine for the humans coming, because people won't have enough food to feed their animals. So that's how it goes. The animals get not enough food before the people get not enough food. And you know that when people can't really feed their animals properly, that 6 or 12 months down the track, you're going to have people in that condition. And it's really, really hard to look at it, but that includes dogs, cats, chickens, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm thinking, you know, gosh, what am I going to do? I think I'll be okay, okay? But I'm really seriously considering what I'm going to do to feed my horse and my chickens and my dog 6 or 12 months down the track, you know, and of that now. And because I'm thinking of that now and putting in things that I can use to feed my chickens and my horse and my dogs now, maybe I'll be okay. Maybe. You know, if God smiles on me, as the saying goes. But, you know, the Arabs have a saying as well, trust in God, but don't forget to tie up your camel. And I think that we're all at that stage now where we're having to really, really remember every single day to tie up our camels in a whole bunch of different areas of our lives. And the people who can remember to tie up their camel figuratively are going to be the ones who make it. And the people who are less reliable in that area are not going to survive.
And Gwyneth, quick item for you. Oh, I know. Quick item for you in the class. Farmers are now installing GPS tracking units in bales of hay to keep their hay from being stolen. We're talking about 1,000-pound bales of hay with trackers in them to keep them from being stolen. That's how serious this is. This is really big class, and you've been preparing for it.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.